From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. An airliner flying from Dubai to the southern Russian city of Rostov-on-Don crashed early today, killing all 62 people on board. Russia's emergency ministry said the Boeing 737 operated by the Dubai-based budget carrier Fly Dubai was carrying 33 women, 18 men, and 4 children on board. A spokesperson for Fly Dubai addressed the media, expressing the airline's shock and concern for the families of those lost.
As I speak, members of our team are contacting relatives of the passenger and crew who were on board. And we are offering any help that can be offered.
Russia's investigative committee says it believes human error, bad weather, or technical failure may have contributed to the crash. The top suspect in last November's terror attacks on Paris was discharged from a Brussels hospital today, just in time to face official questioning and a fast-track extradition to France. Salah Abdeslam and a suspected accomplice were both shot in an exchange of gunfire with police on Friday. Sven Marie is Abdeslam's lawyer.
Well, I can tell you that he's collaborating with the Belgian justice and that we will refuse the extradition to France.
And the Emergency Defense Council meeting at the Presidential Palace in Paris saw the French Interior Minister calling the 26-year-old capture on Friday an important blow to the terrorist organization Daesh in Europe. The minister says France will continue to equip law enforcement and keep security tight as the threat level remains very high, adding that France must maintain vigilance in proportion to that threat level. This is VOA News.